I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. It appears the broadband company GAW is still operating in the state, but authorities say there's a great deal of confusion over who is actually running it. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
There are as many as 2,000 Vermont subscribers to GAW High Speed Internet, also known as Great Auk Wireless. Most are in the Northeast Kingdom and the Brattleboro area. Vermont Director of Telecommunications Jim Porter says in recent weeks he's been hearing from them about system outages and lost email service.
Clearly something going on with this company that thus far has not been good for consumers.
Porter says the department isn't telling customers to bail on GAW, but it is giving them a list of alternate service providers. He says most of the information the department has been able to find out is anecdotal, and it's been difficult to find someone who can speak for GAW. That's of particular interest to the Vermont Attorney General's office. The state wants to recover $18,000 in grant money given to GAW 2 years ago to extend service to a handful of customers in Rutland County. Jacob Humbert is an assistant attorney general.
This office has had some difficulty finding an individual who would be authorized and willing to address the state's demand.
Humbert says it appears the people who answer customer support inquiries work for an independent contractor and not for GAW.
It's not clear to the state that there are actually any current employees on staff.
The state's experiences create an image of a company running on autopilot. VPR's efforts to reach a spokesperson for the company were unsuccessful, but one subscriber told us his service in West Glover has been good, and in the past the company has been responsive. But in the town of Brighton, the water department hasn't been able to access its emails because it has service through GAW. And town administrator Joel Cope says the company rents space on the roof of the town office building for $60 a month for an antenna used to provide broadband service. He says the company is more than $1,400 behind on its payments, but the town is reluctant to take the antenna down.
Been not inclined to do that so far. We're sitting it out and hoping that something works out. You know, the antenna on the roof serves some of our citizens probably with their high-speed internet.
GAW is also Cope's home service provider. He says he's had to resort to an old dial-up system due to problems with the company's service. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.